They shared stories. They listened. They marched. Hundreds of peaceful protesters took over downtown Bartlesville early Friday evening to march for justice.
In case you haven't noticed, you are part of the largest civil rights movement in history.
Pastors, community leaders, and business owners took the stage at the new Tower Center at Unity Square. They spoke about injustice, systematic racism, and long-running prejudice. Barbara Brown chose to challenge the education system. The masses walked wielding signs with the slogans of the oppressed.
I was in the Army for 7.5 years, and I don't think the oath is over when I said I'm here for the people, and these are still American people. They're the most put down, and everyone knows, so it's obvious you have to stand up and do something.
Brooke Cheshwella, an Osage native, marched for her grandmother, who had broken down racial barriers.
My grandmother, she was 18 years old, and she ran off to the Marine Corps. When she joined the Marine Corps, she was the only Native American woman. She was the first Native American woman.
The march brought together people of all types. Students, teachers, athletes, coaches, accountants, construction workers, and so many others. Dewey United Methodist Pastor Jinx Barber says this is just the beginning.
You cannot turn a blind eye anymore. People are starting to listen. More voices are coming, speaking truth to power.
They marched through the streets to show support for the fellow man in Bartlesville and in Minneapolis. Their battle is far from over.
I felt hopeful.
But it shows the difference that one step can make.
Black lives matter!
For K1, I'm Max Gross.